And we do continue on our winter sports preseason interviews with our head coaches from the area. We're now here with West Holt girls basketball coach Randy Bilstein. And Randy's in his first year as head coach for the West Holt Huskies. But Randy, you've been part of the system for quite some time.
Right. Yeah, I've been, this will be my first year as head coach. And I hate to tell this, but this will be my 31st year of coaching. So it's been quite a few years.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, West Holt has had some really good years, and the girls play tremendously hard, and it looks like you're going to have a pretty good core of upperclassmen coming back for the West Holt Huskies this year.
Right. We have, well, we're returning all of our starters from last year, and we have 7 seniors and 3 juniors returning, and 4 sophomores, and then we added 4 freshmen this year, so we have 18 out this season. No, we should be fairly experienced and have some great leadership coming back from the last few years.
Yeah, 17-7 last year, a chance to maybe improve a little bit, but tell you what, as we always know, the schedules are not that easy, especially as you guys here a few years ago joined a new conference.
Right, yeah, we joined the GNAC conference, and there's a lot of great teams in that. And last year we were fortunate and went 17-7. But this year we play a lot of good teams. Elkhorn Valley, of course, was the C2 runner-up. We have them on our schedule. Laurel Concord is a tough team. And Summerland. And we also added Crofton to our schedule this year.
Well, let's talk about it for you on the girls' side. What are we going to be looking at? I'm sure that, you know, just like the previous years, it's you're going to have 5 that come out and start, but there's probably 7 or 8 that could hit that starting role. And let's talk about some of those girls that you're looking for good things out of this year.
Yeah, correct. We've had a lot of great competition here since we started practice in mid-November. And some days practice is quite a battle between the girls. We're looking for a lot of leadership out of our seniors and juniors. Avery Nemitz, we're looking for her to have a good season in the middle. She's got a lot of experience the last couple years starting and playing a lot of minutes. Also, London Conrad is returning, a junior. We're looking for a lot out of her. Also, senior-wise, Monica Chavez and Pavan Larson both have started for 2 years, so we're looking for a lot of leadership from them and good things from here on out.
I think a lot of it, Coach, as I've carried the Huskies for the past few years, is you guys kind of pride yourself on defense and making sure you're getting back on the ball and just a hovering, smothering type of defense.
Correct, yeah. We've been working hard on some of our full court and our half court defense, and our transition from offense to defense and from defense to offense. So we're hoping to push the tempo a little bit, maybe increase some possessions throughout the game and get up and down the floor with the athletes we have and the depth we have from top to bottom.
Coach, you started off Friday at Creighton and then home against Laurel Concord. Coolidge, of course, can't look past Creighton, but then, boy, right back into just a solid ball club in Laurel Concord. Coolidge, as you mentioned, tough schedule this year. What are you looking at for the girls game by game, and what are you thinking that you're going to be wanting to see them improve at game by game?
Well, as we start, we had our jamboree on Monday, and we saw a lot of things we need to continue to work on, and we just want to improve on those, just being a lot more communication on the floor. I think that's key. The more we talk to each other and know what each other's doing, we can play faster, cover the defense, and get out and run a little bit. With going from Creighton into Laurel Concord, which will be a tough game, their volleyball team, they're really athletic. They think they were played in the state championship. And then we turn right around. I don't want to forget about Ord on Tuesday of next week. That'll be another tough game right off the bat. So we really don't have any time to mess around. We got to get to work right away.
Well, it's kind of one of those things, as you know, in the coaching ranks, is you got to coach during games too. I mean, you get into conditioning, you get your couple weeks of practice, and then all of a sudden here comes a flood of games, as you mentioned, Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday. And I tell you what, with these girls, again, all five starters returning this year, got to help quite a bit for you as a coach to know that what these girls can do.
Correct, yeah, that helps. Makes me feel a little bit better. Still, as a coach, you're always thinking, I need more time, I need more practice, and that. But with the girls, as much as they've played and the experience they have, they should know what is coming and can be prepared a little more than if we weren't as experienced as we are. And with 8 games before Christmas break, it's going to be a busy December.
How about your coaching staff? You're not new to coaching Westhold, as you've been an assistant, but you're now the head coach. What's your assistant staff look like?
Right, yeah. Ken Jensen, who was also an assistant last year with me, he is still there. And we added a first-year teacher this year, Sophia Slabaugh. She teaches in the elementary and originally from First Nebraska. She's our third assistant, so we have a lot of experience with Ken and I. We're both have been in coaching for a long time, but we also have a young gal who maybe can relate to the girls a little better than us old guys.
Well, Coach, it all starts again on Friday as you make the trip to Creighton and then home Saturday to Laurel Concord Coolidge. Wish you, the staff, and the student-athletes the best of luck this year.
All right, I appreciate it, Cody, and we look forward to seeing you at the games.